We welcome in head coach Michael Huger here courtside. And coach, a lot of times we try to simplify things in a game and sometimes say that the other team wanted it more or outworked another team. But tonight it surely seemed like for long stretches Western Carolina maybe wanted it or played harder tonight.
They played hard in the beginning of the game. We were able to really find our groove and started to play really good defense, and that brought us back into the game. We made some shots, made some defensive plays that got us out in transition. You know, it's one of those games. You had an opportunity. We didn't shoot the ball great from three today, but we had other chances and other opportunities, and we let it slip away.
Yeah, late in the game, you had the ball with about 30 seconds to go. A two-point lead, a basket there likely wins the game. You can't get one to go down, but then coming the other way, it looked like maybe a defensive breakdown on the back bucket that tied it. Talk about the last couple of possessions.
We just had a breakdown at the end of the game. You know, we had a defensive scheme that we needed to execute. We didn't do a great job of executing our defensive plan at the end, and they got a wide open layup, which, you know, should never happen at the end of the game. And you know, we just made a mistake, and we paid for it, and we wound up losing the game.
Coach, as you work through a lot of new players, trying to see who works together best and this sort of thing, any insight gained tonight about maybe some combinations you thought worked better than others?
Oh, we had some really good combinations out there. Some guys played really well together, you know, did a good job of sharing the ball and defended really well at the end. And, you know, we have to keep going in that direction, and we got to get better, you know, and that's the thing. This is what it's for right now, is preparing us for MAC play. You know, this was like a MAC game tonight, and you know, we just made some lapses and things that cost us the game.
Early on, you were down 11, and you mentioned at the front end of the game especially, the rebounding numbers were so heavily toward Western Carolina, and that was seemingly more about wanting the rebounds more than anything strategically. Is that what happened?
Oh, they were definitely tougher than us to start the game. They were tougher than us from the start, and we started to really bear down and started to, you know, be real grimy and gritty on the defensive end, and that brought us back into the game. But to start the game, we had none of that, and that was the difference in the game, and that's how they had that lead. But still, at the end of the game, you know, you got the opportunity to win the game and seize the moment, and we let it slip away.
Coach, also sometimes going to overtime, there's a psychological edge one way or the other. Seemed like the home team with the late basket got that surge, and maybe your guys were a little bit down going to overtime, and they took things to you in the overtime. Was there a bit of that going to the extra session?
Yeah, it definitely happened. You know, our guys were disappointed at the basket at the end of the game, and we still thinking about that instead of, you know, staying in the moment and focusing on overtime. You know, no matter how much you say it and how much you tell these guys, yo, focus up and get ready. We got five more minutes. You know, they still dwelling on what just happened, and that hurt us. That hurt us at the end.
Coach, 34 threes tonight. Clearly you have a number of guards that are going to take threes, and that's going to be something you do. But tonight with the ball not going in hindsight, might have been better to try to find some other shots. Talk about the preponderance of threes.
The threes were of their defense, so a lot of those threes were wide open. We just missed. So it wasn't that we took bad shots or bad threes. Is that we missed our wide open threes. So it makes it look worse than what it really is. And that's what it, you know, boils down to. And at the end, we took some, you know, threes trying to get back into the game, and that was that. But during the course of the game, I thought we took the right shots, and, you know, we just missed those shots.
Coach, tonight Joe Reese had a number of big offensive rebounds and tip-ins. He ends up with 10 points and 12 boards and 5 of 6 from the floor. And I know you think this is sort of what you're going to get from Joe Reese. He's a guy that should be highly efficient offensively because he's not going to get a lot of shots. But tonight, I think this is the sort of thing we expect from Joe Reese.
Yes, he played extremely hard tonight, and he was in foul trouble early. But I thought he played hard. I thought he competed, and that's what we need from him night in, night out. And, you know, I think he does a great job on the boards, both offensively and defensively. So I want to keep that going with Joe and keep that energy going with him. And, you know, hopefully we can bounce back.
Well, Coach, opportunity to do that comes Friday when you host Ohio Wesleyan. We will see you at Stroh Center.
Thank you very much.
That's BGSU head coach Michael Huger. Falcons fall to Western Carolina in overtime tonight here in Cullowhee, North Carolina, 79-71.